Alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 132 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always, and good morning. How are you guys? Hope you guys are having a great day, a great Sunday, and hope you guys have had a good week, a good couple of weeks, actually. It's been a few weeks since I've spoken with you, so hope you guys are doing well. Hope you had a great holiday weekend last weekend. I'm doing great. I'm having a good week, having a good couple weeks. Let's see. Where do I start? So, same as before. It's been pretty much Groundhog Day here, you guys. I've just been kind of same day, same deal, day in and day out, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm definitely focused on staying positive and being here now, being in the moment like I've been talking about with you guys since day one, and it's good. You know, I'm enjoying, as I've said, just kind of getting a chance to sort of restructure my days, you know, not getting up and rushing off to the boatyard, and being able to focus a little more on personal progress and other forms of progression. So I'm feeling really good. I've been staying positive, staying busy. It's sunny out today. It's nice and summertime, but it's kind of actually the first summery day or sort of the rare summery day. We've been high 50s, barely breaking 60 degrees, and foggy and rainy. And so it's been sort of a weird start to summer here. But it's been good for me because I've actually had a lot of inside stuff I've been wanting to focus on. And I've been pushing pretty hard these past few weeks, and I've made a lot of progress. So I'm feeling good, personally. I hope you guys are doing good out there. I hope you guys are making some progress and staying positive. So let's talk about zero carb stuff. So let's see. When I left you guys, I was doing pretty darn good. I had been having a sick day from bacon. I put it away after that. Robin, you'll be happy to hear. No bacon for me for, I think, pretty much most of these last 2 weeks. And I actually threw away the bacon I did have. I just realized it wasn't worth it anymore. I'll probably still eat it at restaurants, but I don't think I'll bring any home, at least not for a while. Because I did. It was one particular pack. It was a particular brand. And I feel like there are some I can eat. But the one that makes me sick made me really sick, and I did a couple experiments eating just like one piece a day, and even that really wrecked my day. So I'm going to leave alone. So for me, this last couple weeks has been, for the most part, just beef, and mostly just ground beef. I have been adding a little bit of smoked salmon now and then. Every few days I'll have a little bit. And I've been eating eggs pretty regularly, which is kind of new for me. You guys know I'd eaten them as, you know, a part of my diet when I started, and then I dropped them. And now I've been incorporating them again, and they seem to be treating me really well. A little gas is the only real difference I can tell from adding eggs, but I haven't had any real issues with them. No pain, no extra visits to the bathroom. You know, I'm feeling good. And as I've talked about last week, I really enjoy them in my diet. So they become kind of a little bit more regular in my diet, and I'm definitely enjoying that. So for the most part, eggs and ground beef, and then I've still been doing, to kind of up my fat content, I've still been doing really thin sliced beef fried like bacon, usually something really fatty. Now, I had been doing ribeye as my standard there, but this time I bought a brisket and I tried that, slicing it really thin. And you know what? It's really good. I really like it like that. Fried like bacon, it has just enough fat and lean. You know, the ratio is really good that it does come out a lot like bacon. And the fat, when fried up like that, is really good to me. I really enjoy it. So I've been really enjoying that. So for the most part, just beef in the form of ground beef and my thin sliced brisket, fried as bacon, a little bit of smoked salmon, some eggs, and that's pretty much it for these last few weeks. Been feeling really good, not even a hint of a sick night. That definitely was the bacon, giving me digesting problems. So really happy about that. And I've got a big change coming up this next week that I'm really excited about in my diet. So as you guys know, I put my two cows up. I slaughtered my two cows. It's been about a month now, almost a month, I guess 3 weeks. And I got the call from the butcher yesterday, and it is going to be ready to pick up this week. So I'm going to go pick up, I don't know how much yet. I didn't ask them how many pounds, but probably 600 pounds or 800 pounds of ground beef. And, you know, all that I raised here on my property. So, you know, my own grass, no added inputs. And I'm just really looking forward to getting back to my own beef and seeing how that makes me feel. Seems like every time I do, I used to say it didn't make any difference. And I think, Robin, it was you who maybe said, you know, you pay attention. You never get sick when you're eating your own beef. And it's true. I can't say that I have a pronounced difference that I can tell, but it does seem that now that I've done it 3 or 4 times, you know, 6 months on, 6 months off, does seem like it leads to a little better health for me. So we'll see. I'm just looking forward to getting back into it. So that's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun to fill up my freezers. And so the only reason I go to town these days is I go to town once every 2 weeks or so for a little bit of groceries, you know, the eggs or whatever. And I'm not really going to have to do that. I mean, I can still go and get eggs or brisket or something like that. But I'm going to have full freezers, so a good chance I can just stay put. And that's good for me. So I'm really looking forward to that change. We'll see how it goes with food and everything else. So let's see, what else can we talk about? So the last time, let's see, I left you guys last week with a journal. But in between then, I did drop a new blood work video, and I'm pretty excited about that. So you guys know I've been partnering with letsgetchecked.com, blood tests at home that you can do at home. They're really affordable. Man, I highly recommend you guys try this if you haven't. You can look in the comments, or in my description below. You'll see that I've got a code for you. The code is zero carb, and that'll save you 20% on these blood tests. And for me, the peace of mind, just knowing where I stand, I always thought I didn't care much, but in finding out as I go day to day here, that having that knowledge is better than wondering. And so you guys will have, maybe you've seen my newest video, and it's about a recent test I did that was vitamin D, vitamin B12, and folate. Really informative. I didn't feel like anything was too far out of range. I won't go through all the way through it. You can go back and check out that video for all the details. But some of you left me some great comments saying, yeah, those ranges, nothing to worry about. Just go get some more sun. And so that's what I'm planning on doing. But I just, you know, I'm really, really, really impressed with this letsgetchecked.com's product and operation in general, and how much a difference it's made for me. So, and it is helping me out quite a bit. So all of you guys who have gone and purchased some of these, I want to thank you so much for supporting me in that way. It really makes a difference. Obviously, I'm talking about it a lot. It's because I both believe in it and it's made a difference for me, and also because it is helping me out immensely. So that's letsgetchecked.com. Please go check it out. Use my code zero carb and check it out. So on that note, Josh asked me about my cholesterol on that last test video, left me a comment. And Josh, I just wanted to say that I will be doing that. So this test actually right here is a cholesterol test. I still need to take it. I do have a history. I don't, unfortunately, have any cholesterol tests from prior to my carnivore life. So I had not been to the doctor in 30 or 40 years. I don't remember 30 years probably prior to this. And then I started getting regular cholesterol checks as soon as I started seeing a doctor, which is about 3 years ago when I became carnivore. So I do have cholesterol tests from shortly after I turned carnivore, and then again from, I think, a year after, and I don't remember if there's any more in between there. But then, so we can get this one though, which will be 3.5 years of carnivore. So I'll do this sometime in the coming weeks, and I'll get results probably, I'll try and make that video before summer's up, but I'm gonna, try and get my vitamin D up, get a little more sun, and then we'll do a whole nother round of tests and move into that, phase. But yeah, cholesterol, as most of you guys know, Josh, if you want to go back and look in some of my other videos, I can probably steer you towards some where I talk about my old cholesterol levels. It's a deep topic. We could go deep. We won't do it here in the journal. Maybe I'll make a video about it someday. But for the most part, you know, my belief is that cholesterol numbers are going to be different for us carnivores, especially for folks like me who tend, you know, there's a term for us called lean mass hyperresponders. We tend to have high LDL numbers, but good numbers overall. So my doctor actually, using his basic risk chart, not making any exceptions for me as a carnivore, but using his basic risk chart, he said that I was in the lowest risk percentile that he'd seen. Even though my LDL was high, all my other numbers, my HDL to triglycerides ratio, and, you know, I haven't been following along, so I'm going to forget it all, so I won't go over it all. But at any rate, he said, even if we're going by my normal chart, it tells me not to test you again for 6 years. So I was in the low risk group, even though my numbers were different than what you would expect to someone who's eating carb-based. So I have zero concerns about my cholesterol or cardiovascular health due to cholesterol numbers. I'm confident that if I got corded artery calcium scan, at any rate, the calcium scans, I'm confident I'd have zero. I just feel like that seems to be the pattern with carnivores, is high cholesterol numbers, very, very low evidence of restriction. I'm not sure what you call it. Buildup. At any rate, I will go more into those numbers, Josh, my numbers, and talk about how that, you know, how those things might be interpreted. But I just wanted you to know that cholesterol, there's a great resource. Dave Feldman, his website is cholesterolcode.com, and he does a great job of digging into the cholesterol question. And I think it's worth looking into. So there's that. And I think that's probably it. So for this week coming up, I'm going to be focused here. You know, guys, I've been spending a lot of time working on all of these sort of programs moving forward, you know, my videos, my stove stuff, plans and online work. But I've been recreating a little bit too, and there's some things I've been really enjoying, and I'm really stoked to have some time to spend the summer on. And I want to share more of those with you as time goes on. So, you know, I've been spending a lot of time with my koi pond. It seems like a silly thing, but it just brings me a lot of joy caring for it and hanging out by it. It's just such a peaceful environment. So I'm going to share more of that with you guys, and I'll put some time into that. And the other thing I've been doing a lot of, you guys, I haven't been able to go surfing because, you know, the beaches are closed out on the West Coast, and the beach close to me doesn't get much surf this time of year. So I've been spending a lot of time riding my electric bikes, and I'm really, really, really enthused about the whole pastime. It gets me out. I can overcome, you know, some of the hills that are around me, and when I don't feel like going for a long ride, I can still get outside, and the power aspect helps me go farther than I would otherwise. Anyways, I'm just really digging it. So my summer's been so far filled with kind of just puttering around my pond and, you know, hanging out there, being in the moment, and then getting out and getting the wind in my hair on my electric bike. So I'm going to share more of that stuff with you guys too. You can also check out more of that stuff on my other channel, Bro Audio. But that's it. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the next couple weeks. I'm just sort of hunkered down. I've told you guys, I can't really, not making plans for traveling, and I don't really have any, I don't have any big plans in terms of what's coming down the pipe for me, because I'm sort of in a holding pattern financially, you know, and with work and all that. So with that said, I've just been really trying to focus on being stoked here at home and finding things to do around me that keep me, you know, positive and looking forward to every day. And so, yeah, that's been my pond and this, you know, you guys and working on Zero Carb Journal and my bikes. And so, yeah, so there's that. So I don't know if you guys can see me or hear me. I'm not sure how well the live stream is working. I've had problems with the internet, but I'm going to keep trying to do it. And I do have some videos to make for you. I think I'm going to try and bust those out this coming week. It was just rainy these last couple weeks, and a bunch of it is outside content. So looks like we're going to be in the clear this week, so hopefully I'll get some more videos up for you guys. And I think that's enough for today. So I hope you guys are having a great week. I hope you guys are staying the course and making progress. I'm sure you are. I can't thank you enough for all your support and kind comments. You guys, it's meant so much to me. If you get a chance, go check out Let's Get Checked. Use my code Zero Carb and get some of those tests, see how you're doing. They've got some really cool stuff on offer. And it really helps out me a lot. So please look into that. And that's it. That's enough for today. So I hope you guys have a great week. I'll be back in probably a couple weeks. But please leave me comments, send me messages. And as always, you guys, thank you. So I hope you guys have a great week. And I will see you really soon. All right, you guys. Bye now.